Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by my motorhead, Rich Nambolin.
Hell yeah. What's up, dude? How you doing?
You just like cars.
I do. Actually, I do like cars. You like cars?
I love cars.
You're looking dapper today.
Thank you. This is what people think John Stamos dresses like.
Did you just walk in right now?
I just walked home, dude. I'm in the same clothes as last night. No, I have meeting after meeting after meeting. All day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get dressed up today.
Nice.
I'm going to get
so you can take it off later.
So I could just take it right off later. This is a show all about professional wrestling. We are very close to WrestleMania in a week, right? A week and a half, I guess. Yeah, a week and a half.
It's next weekend.
WrestleMania weekend is coming up. Ring of Honor. Big show for them. A lot of moving parts. Rich, where do you want to start? I should open up the notes while we do a show.
You know what? I'm okay with that. It's listen, we're a little doozy today. We're a little out of sorts.
Very tired.
We stayed up all night pillow fighting.
I guess we'll start off. Did we do the DDT stuff on the show or no?
Unless you did it with Garrett.
No, not on this show.
We didn't do it on this show.
Yeah. Let's go into the news.
All right. All right, Andrew. So at the 25th anniversary DDT show, a partnership with AEW was announced. I think that would be a pretty cool get if they got that library.
Yeah. You know what's really funny? There was a comment that somebody sent me a screenshot of on Reddit, and it said, how the hell would WWE even know this? And I'm like, they know everything.
Yeah.
They know when people are signing. I mean, for the most part, obviously there are a couple surprises that they don't know, but if you're the biggest guy in your industry, you know, you're going to know what's going on in the other places.
I think also people have the misconception that WWE, it only has 10 people working in their office.
They got like 8,000 people.
I know. So like some of those people may be like, hey, guess what's happening. They have their eyes on the ticker, so to speak.
Yeah. So they have a partnership with DDT. I don't know if this leads to Noah, because the same company that owns DDT also owns Noah and what is it? Tokyo Joshi, I think. And I think another thing, too, they own another wrestling group, and a lot of the content is on Wrestle Universe, which is Noah's streaming platform, or CyberFight, the parent company's streaming platform for all this. A lot of speculation on whether or not this is going to lead to a video library, and the big question here is, you got to think about this, why would AEW want to partner with them? Right? Like, what's the reason to partner with DDT? Is there a benefit? Because in reality, like, they're more of the comical of the Japanese promotions.
Yeah.
Right? They're the ones that do the blow-up doll fight, and they have all these, like, wacky characters and wacky gimmicks. So, you know, I'm asking that, not questioning it, but, you know, like, okay, so what's the reason for this partnership?
Do you think this was mainly spearheaded by Kenny?
I don't know, because a lot of the Kenny stuff is there. I would imagine that they would want to get the access to that if they're building some sort of library where, you know, you could figure out what you're going to do with the documentary on Kenny and use that footage, or you have his Ring of Honor footage now for sure.
Right.
That All In show is the birth of AEW, really.
Oh, yeah.
So do they change? Does All In become a pay-per-view? Does that become their WrestleMania? You know, there's a lot of questions there. But I think this is maybe my personal opinion based on what I was told, is that, you know, they need to build their archives. They need to build a video library.
Right.
And what better way to do that is with content that you really don't have access to on a major scale.
Absolutely.
You know, like, I don't have Wrestle Universe, and I'm probably not going to sign up to it, but I have HBO Max.
Exactly.
So, you know, these aren't business drivers, but this is accumulating assets. And when you're a startup, when you're a 3-year-old company, that is your goal. You want to build assets to make your value, the company's value, higher. I don't know if I was talking to you or I was talking to Garrett, but a great example was one of my clients during the pandemic sold all their assets. Right, they kept their business, but they got rid of everything.
Yeah.
Speakers, DJ stuff, their garage. You know, they were offloading everything, and they actually had an offer to sell. And guess what happened? Their evaluated projection of value was 30% less.
Right.
Because they had no assets.
Right.
I'm not saying Tony's going to sell the company, but these are all things that go in the, like the corporate side of things. You know, you want to have assets, you want to have a catalog, you want to be able to make, you know, mailbox money with a subscription service. You know, so these are all things that come into play. I think it's an interesting move with DDT, and you know, I believe this is leading to something much larger.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, the writing's on the wall, right? For the last few years now, Tony Khan has been making these moves, not only signing huge names, but making these interesting business decisions. And now that we're sort of out of the last 2 years of funk, I think we're going to see a lot more international stuff.
Well, I spoke to someone at WWE, and they said, like, an off, not an off the record conversation, because I wouldn't say it, but they were very clear. They're like, you know what? A lot of us were shocked by the Ring of Honor stuff, and some took it as like the first like shot at them.
Really?
Because it's not a TV decision, right? It's not a character jumping ship. It's an actual business acquisition of something that you probably wanted. WWE wanted that library.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we spoke about it in 2017 when they were actively, you know, trying to build that library and wanted that library for their footage. Think about who they had at that point. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Danielson,
Cesaro, had Adam Cole.
Tyler Black, Adam Cole was there. All those guys. I mean, NXT was built on Ring of Honor, and they really wanted it. It just didn't work out. But for Tony to have it, that's like the first, like, Tony got it and they didn't.
Yeah.
That's how it was kind of put to me.
Yeah.
All very interesting business end stuff that I love that you hate.
I think everybody loves it. You know what I don't like? I don't like numbers.
You know what? You know what I'm
going to
do?
I listen to the business stuff.
I'm going to give you the P3 demo.
What's the P3 demo?
What about that? We need like a lullaby playing and I just talk about the numbers.
Just fall asleep. Falling asleep.
Yeah, fall asleep.
$1.99 from Bachelor 3000. Thank you very much. Good morning, my jungle brothers.
Oh, good morning.
Gotta hit that high note.
Concrete jungle, baby.
So that's interesting, man. We're gonna see a lot of cool stuff. I know I'm not only speaking for myself, but you really want that New Japan shit to happen.
You know what? I want it to happen, but not right now.
They keep, you know what? It's a bit of a tease what they've been doing for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Because we get teased by Jay White. His dude shows up twice.
And then what happens? You know, I want to talk a little bit about the issues that AEW has.
Okay.
You know, because we genuinely enjoy the show and we talk about it and we generally stay positive, but I think we should address some of these issues. Like, God damn it, that roster's big.
What a roster.
I mean, just, and 1997 WCW mid-card roster, right? They got to be careful. You know, they got to be careful. And we'll talk about that.
Tony's got a plan, though.
Tony always, he told me the other day. Did he call you?
Yeah, he called me.
I'm going to send him an email.
He called me.
I'm going to send Tony a personal email.
He's got a weird
email.
Phone voice, though. Yeah. He's like, Rich, what's going on?
Oh, no. I thought it was like a deep voice.
Hey,
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, he's like really deep.
And it, you know, I got to tell you about Tony Khan's voicemail. When you call him and you leave a voicemail, it's like you're back in like 2002 where he plays a song. And then he's like, sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message. And he goes, peace. And he just hangs up the phone. He's playing Nas in the background. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Isn't that what your voicemail sounds like?
That is my voicemail.
Big E injury update. He does not need surgery.
Yeah, but that C1 injury, remember we were talking about that last week. The C6 is bad. I mean, any kind of neck injury is bad, right? Any kind of problem like that is bad.
Yeah.
He was informed. It's a classic. Classic in the notes. I love to break away from doing a show just to be angry at the notes that our ridiculous producer is putting in.
It's almost a bit at this point.
It really is a bit, and I love it because I'm looking at the notes, right? And think about how insane this is.
Yeah.
I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. I went to bed at 1:30.
Yeah.
Okay? All I need is the notes in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading the Big E story. This is a big story, right? Like, right. I know in my head his C1 and his C6 were injured. Mm-hmm. I know what the story is. But God forbid I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
All I would know that he was informed. Informed what?
And then it trails off. The thing I love about the notes is that whoever, like, it's Mr. Gonzo, it's Jonathan, it's you and I. We can all see each other working on these things. And I missed this morning. Usually I do a little QC the morning of the show. And I guess I'll take the blame on this one.
Yeah.
I'll take the blame.
Okay, it's okay.
I'll take the blame on this one.
MG Geek is writing some terrible stuff in there.
Don't read that, Andrew.
Don't read. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it.
Moving on. Gable Steveson wins the NCAA title, and it looks like he's headed to Raw.
Yeah. So, very interesting stuff. He did. He has an interesting plan because he would be the next Olympics, 2024, right?
Mm-hmm.
He would be 24 years old for the next Olympics. He could still compete. I don't know if he's going to want to. But apparently they're gonna hotshot him to the roster. They're not. This is like gonna be a thing. Like he's starting. He's going now. Yeah. Like they're not gonna wait 2 years for Gable to be ready. Yes, the notes.
No. What if this has to do with Gable Steveson? But what if the bummer of a reveal is that he's Seth's WrestleMania opponent?
No, but I mean, you know, I know. Can you imagine that? I mean, that would be career suicide for him, right?
Or ZZ from Tough Enough.
It's ZZ from Tough Enough. He's coming back. Listen, I think he's an unbelievable athlete. It just depends on his charisma. You know, is he charismatic? Is he enough? Is he, what kind of character is he going to be?
We'll see. Yeah. Are they going to string him with
bring out Kurt, man.
Chad Gable and Otis?
I think it would be, you know, I know they hate stables.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like large stables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you got Kurt Angle, right? This guy is a tremendous Olympic athlete, Kurt Angle. This guy is a tremendous collegiate wrestler.
Yeah.
The best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You do have Chad Gable. You have Otis.
Right.
Put them together, man. Yeah. I mean, it's such a simple formula to put these guys together, have Kurt help them out.
Yep.
Gable will be protected by good workers around him.
Absolutely.
On the mic, in the ring, whatever. And he could be the big guy in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eventually do the split where he destroys Otis or does something. And him and Gable have... there's so much you could do with this guy. I am excited to see him in that company.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Listen, WWE has been putting out better programming lately.
I got to tell you, last 2 weeks of Raw... much easier to watch.
SmackDown's always easy. Raw has been easier to watch.
But have you been like up on not the last 2 weeks, but prior to that? Have you been watching live, or do you watch like the following day?
Here's what I usually do now.
I know what you do. There you go. I dumped myself.
Oh boy! All right. Thanks. So usually this is what I like to do when Raw comes on. I'll watch the first 5 minutes, and if I'm not satisfied in any way, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah, if I'm not satisfied in any way, I'll change the channel.
Yeah,
and then I'll just like watch the recap or something, you know, just to or anything cool.
Yeah.
You know, like this week, I was very pleasantly surprised with the Raw intro, which we'll get into.
So, I didn't watch it live. I was delayed for the Raw intro, so I had already seen what happened. But I was curious, you know, what was your reaction when you heard the Awesome Mute? Did you think he was coming out?
Nah. But my reaction
is... the second one, did you think he was coming out?
No. My reaction is always the same when I hear that music, though, and it's, oh, shit.
Okay. So somebody over there told me that they occasionally use the fake out as a gauge to determine how excited people are, right?
Okay.
So they did the first fake out, which got a huge pop with the Awesome thing. But, you know, in people's minds, it could be a work, right? Kevin Owens coming out, which it was Kevin Owens that came out, and he did a great Austin, loved it.
Amazing.
Then the second one hit, and normally the second time you hear the song, it's a lower reaction
because
you think it's they fucking blew up even more.
Lost their minds.
You know what? Great sign.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for the Austins. I know a lot of people are not, and they're very cynical about this, and they're like, well, whatever, he's 57. You know what? As a wrestling fan, I want to see something cool done. Will they do it? I don't know.
Listen, it's going to be fine. I think the critics in this case definitely need to like kind of, you know, see what happens before they make comments. Look, Sting's 63 years old and this dude is still doing flips and shit.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, we'll talk about Dynamite from last night because that was a bonkers show. Great show, too. You know what? I wouldn't say it was a top 10 show, but it was that crowd, their AEW crowds the last 2 weeks have been so hot for everything they do that it makes it even better. I do want to touch on the Austin stuff a little bit. Austin was on the Rich Eisen show promoting WrestleMania and promoting, you know, his upcoming match. They're not promoting a match, but he's promoting a match. He's saying everything except for a match.
Yeah.
He looked jacked. To the gill. I mean, his trap. Did you see him?
Yeah.
You saw the photo? I sent. His arms are bigger than ever.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Looks good.
You know, like some of it was like that he was sitting like this. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's a little bit more pumped. But I was like, Scott Steiner level arms on this dude at 57. Yeah. He looks great. You know, when you shave your head and you leave a goatee, it's like wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of prevent the aging from happening.
Absolutely.
The 16-year-old Attitude Era fan in me.
Yeah.
Would love nothing more for Austin to come out, do like a 7-minute brawl.
Absolutely.
You know, do the beer thing, do the swimming thing in the ring.
You want the Luthez.
I want the Luthez. I want all that done. And then they announce one final match.
Yeah.
They announce the match. Who would it be? Do you do Goldberg? Do you finally give that match 20 some odd years after it was supposed to happen? 24, 25 years later?
So it's going to be 3 matches, right?
I don't know. Well, hypothetically,
I feel like 3 is because always last time the we did this,
it was reported that I said he's facing Goldberg, which I'm not saying that. I do have some news actually. I have some interesting couple interesting news today.
Okay, I thought you were wearing that ring for like a split second,
dude. I have that scarf. I have his Burberry scarf.
So
I love that maroon shirt. Kevin, I love his belt. Is that Hermes?
MJF's on the TV right now.
Hold on, I'm just staring at MJF. I like his gear.
You mean his suit?
Yeah, his gear.
His tight suit. Kevin Owens, number one, right?
Yeah.
Number two, Lesnar.
Okay.
Right? Possibly.
I mean, I don't know.
As that makeup, that weird makeup match.
A lot of people are like, there's no way that match will happen because Lesnar would hurt him. I'm like, there's no doubt in my mind that he would not hurt him.
Right.
Like, you're not dealing with, you know, Brock Lesnar. I don't think Brock Lesnar goes out there and beats the shit out of people and people are like, I can't believe he did that in the back. I think it's like he's so good at making it look real and people want to take those bumps.
Absolutely.
Except for Lashley, because he did not want to take those suplexes that day. You know, he was hurt. But go ahead.
Third,
okay, so Lesnar.
Third match. Yeah. Roman.
Oh, you want to do Goldberg?
Roman. No, I wouldn't do Goldberg. You know what? I wouldn't. Austin would get hurt in a Goldberg match. Somebody, I would not do Goldberg.
Somebody said to me, somebody brought that up to me and they're like, isn't that the biggest match they could ever have? Like two of the biggest from the era. I'm like, but you know what that's equivalent of to me? Rock and Hogan.
Really?
Because it's not the match that you were supposed to see.
Okay.
You weren't supposed to get Rock and Hogan. You were supposed to get Austin and Hogan.
Okay.
Right? You never got it.
Right.
So I don't know if it would feel like that.
Are you saying it's going to be Austin Hogan?
It's Austin Hogan, guys. Austin and Hogan is happening.
One more match, brother. No. Coming back.
You know what? Is there a better sequence than Hogan hulking up?
In wrestling?
In wrestling.
Probably not.
Right? And you know what? You know what? It was always great, but the final late stage Hogan, when he would do the U.
Yes.
And then the crowd would do it. That was the best. Like the punch and the crowd would go woo woo and then they do the U. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Love it.
Listen.
I'm in a great mood today, by the way.
Good. I'm glad.
I don't know if you could see this. I'm feeling the juices go.
Is everything starting to kick in right now?
All the mushrooms that I took.
That handful of pills I saw you.
You saw that?
Shove into your mouth right when I got here.
No, have you seen the vitamins that I take?
You've been talking about my vitamins all week.
Every morning I take 14 vitamins.
Why not just get the multivitamin?
I can't take a multi.
Oh,
I'll throw up.
Because the zinc makes you.
The zinc and magnesium makes me very ill.
Wow.
I have too much zinc in my body. That's my superhero ability. Like it's like adamantium, but useless.
You
I just throw up.
You should see a doctor about that.
Should I? Okay.
Well, I'm glad you're in a wonderful mood right now.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm here?
I think so. Then yesterday was the anniversary, Austin versus Hart, 25 years.
Very cool.
Great match, huh? What a fantastic match. Still holds up?
Yeah. Still holds up.
Yeah.
I watch that match like once a year.
Did anybody else watch it? I'm curious. Like in the chat. Did you guys rewatch it?
There were so many people
that have never seen that match.
It's also an interestingly not this. It's the Stone Cold that we're not used to, also, because it's right. It's pre everything.
Yeah, it's right before the boom.
Yeah,
very different Austin.
Very different. Leaner.
Leaner. Yeah.
Two earrings.
Oh yeah, the earrings, dude.
He had that two earrings
and the necklace.
Yes.
Gold.
Yeah, the necklace.
Cuban link necklace and the earrings.
So good.
The tough. Do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, do something.
Do something.
Do something.
You're making me giggle a lot today, by the way. Like, that's a rarity, but, you know.
The gas is pumped, dude.
The gas is pumped. Oh, is that what that is?
The ether.
The ether's back? Yeah. I do think there might be something wrong with your piping.
No. I definitely think there's like a carbon monoxide leak in this house.
I'm not even joking.
For 10 years, we were poisoned in my house. Mm-hmm. There was a carbon monoxide leak that nobody knew.
Wow.
Poisoned.
Wow.
Yeah.
It explains a lot.
There was a hole in the chimney when we were renovating, and the only thing preventing the carbon monoxide from leaking was sheetrock.
In a weird way, is that why you'll probably never go bald?
I think so, yeah.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
Let's move on here. Do you want to go into the SmackDown rating? I know it's a big number. I want you to rate it.
Yeah. 25 million people tuned into SmackDown. No, 2.1. Actually, they were down because of the NCAA tournament happening, March Madness. 2.1 million. Story was that Brock destroyed Roman's SUV with a forklift. They love doing that forklift stuff, right?
They do.
Ambulances, forklifts, any kind of bus exploding, mm-hmm. you know? Charlotte Ronda brawled to the end. Apparently, Ronda's injured. She tore that little thing under your tongue. Ooh. Or no, like above, actually, this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She tore that.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah.
That's unpleasant.
Very unpleasant. Let's see. I don't have the Raw rating. It just says rating. So I think it was fine, the rating, from what I remember. I can't remember offhand. Kevin Owens trolled everybody. We spoke about that. Becky Lynch cut a promo. You know, I got to tell you, I am mixed on this Becky promo.
Yeah.
For a number one, I think she has great delivery. I am tired of the I'm tired of the fans promo. Like, you guys did this.
Yeah.
You turned on me. I'm not doing this for you. Like, I think we see it, but here's the problem with Becky Lynch. She's very much liked.
Yes.
Right? Like, when I'm watching Becky, I'm not watching it and like, oh yeah, I don't like her. I root for her, mm-hmm. and I want her to be successful in which, and I think a lot of fans see it that way too, so it doesn't really work.
I agree. We were also there for one of the loudest pops I've ever heard in my life.
Oh yeah, when she came back,
Yeah, when she returned at SummerSlam. Holy jeez, the roof came off that place, man.
Yeah, we went on a boys trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. I lost my mind that trip.
I know.
Every trip, I'm very high stress on trips.
I know. You're not a... I don't want to say you're not a good traveler. I think you're a good traveler. I just don't think you like the process of traveling.
Do you want to see my John Alba impersonation?
Sure.
Ready? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I'm John Alba. I do a show with Matt Hardy. Isn't that good?
That's perfect, man.
I'm in my John Alba cosplay today.
Are you John Alba?
I am John Alba. Hold on. Yeah, I'm John Alba. I do a show with Matt Hardy.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that perfect?
It's
perfect. That's all he says, too.
It's like looking in a mirror.
He's a Jersey boy. It's okay. He's close enough. United States champion Finn Balor defeated Austin Theory in a non-title match. Pat McAfee was at ringside and distracted Theory. So that's continuing. Randy Orton and Riddle defeated Alpha Academy. AJ Styles defeated Seth Rollins via DQ. This was to set up a path for Seth Rollins to have an opponent at WrestleMania. So he obviously didn't get the Austin thing, right? Because that's what he wanted. He wanted his talk show.
Yeah.
stupid last week.
Mm-hmm.
No path to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And Edge came out and caused the DQ by attacking AJ. And AJ won the match. So mm-hmm. Edge and AJ is happening. Now, Seth Rollins loses his mind at the end, starts breaking the set, he's screaming, "This is bullshit," in the most Bret Hart of ways.
Yes.
The only thing was missing was him to take the TV. Nobody took those stupid monitors and smashed it on the floor like Bret Hart.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Very wide. He would go very wide. He would take wide stance, and then he would jump into it.
Yeah.
Great move. Fantastic move.
That's a great move. I like your move right there, too.
You like it? So, I mean, listen, if they don't do a play on words next week or at WrestleMania where, you know, Adam Pearce comes out and is like, all your paths have closed, but there are some roads left, or there's, you know, no paths, but you have roads.
Yeah.
And here comes Cody.
They need to do that.
Do you think he comes out to his theme, or do you think he comes out to WWE's theme?
Oh, man, I would love it if he came out with his theme. That would be pretty awesome.
He owns it, right? That's like his thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was messing around on Twitter the other day, and I was like, a perfect intro for Cody would be the first verse of Skyfall, the Adele song, right?
Okay.
And then that kicks into his regular theme, like, adrenaline in my veins, put some heroin in my veins.
Is that the song?
I'm going to eat a bunch of pills,
get real big. That, yeah,
that's the song.
Yeah.
That's the lyrics. Yeah. I never knew. Someone in the chat room goes, perfect John Alba. Now go manage a bunch of indie wrestlers. That's what I'm going to do next. Hey, I'm John Alba. I do a show with Matt Hardy. I manage a bunch of indie guys.
Are you? Do you have heat with John Alba?
So much heat.
Yeah.
He's the new Joel Pearl.
Oh.
Yeah, we have tons of heat now.
Well, we turned Joel. Joel's working for good now. He's on our side.
Tons of heat with John Alba. We don't get along at all. All right, what else do we have?
So next week is the Go Home Raw in Pittsburgh.
The worst place to be.
And also, it's WrestleMania next week. I feel like it snuck up on us, right?
Dude, this WrestleMania really snuck up on us. But I would say, do you think the build has been good? Like, they've done everything they can on paper. Yeah. I just, like, I'm not invested in a lot of stuff, but yeah. I also am in a lot of stuff. It's a weird WrestleMania for me.
I'll agree with you.
It's too many matches, man. Too much.
Well, it's over 2 days. I do feel like it's a little same old, same old. But yeah. That's how we've been feeling about WWE lately.
Apparently, they're going to continue on with the two-day WrestleMania thing.
Cool.
I don't know, like... Are my options have 14 matches in one night or have two nights? Like, right. Is that my option?
Those are your
options. Then, like, I guess two nights. But, like, why do we have to have 14 matches?
Let's say it's a 7-hour show versus 2 4-hour shows.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay.
A continuous 7-hour show. But also, we're going to do a watch-along, but not in the normal way.
We're not doing a watch-along. We're doing a watch-along, but we're not doing a watch-along. So what we're going to do, we're going to set up this... You guys are going to watch us hang out, right?
Yeah.
And if at any point I start melting down, I'm shutting off the feed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the way to do it.
That's how we're doing it.
We're going to hang out. We're going to drink beers. We're going to eat food. And you guys are going to watch us watch wrestling.
I mean, I can't do a show anymore like that. It's really... I'm losing...
Sitting in that chair.
Oh, I can't anymore.
For 8 hours.
Yeah, dude, I can't.
Staring at the monitor.
Sunday, yeah. What I'm going to do instead is I'll do Wrestling Observer Live, but we'll do a 2-hour show.
Great.
So you'll come in Sunday, and then we'll do hour two.
WrestleMania Sunday.
Yes. So that'll be our preview show.
Great.
You know, we'll do two different, you know, on the radio. We'll do it for Observer Live. So that'll be the show, and then we could do something else. We could figure it out. Let's see. Ah, okay. So do we get Cody next week? I'm going to say no. What do you say?
I'm thinking cold debut at WrestleMania.
Cold debut at WrestleMania. I'm thinking the same thing.
And if you want to talk about gauging a pop, maybe that's the best place to do it.
Maybe so.
Does that crowd go apeshit for Cody?
I think so, because there's a lot of hype. They've done a good job at slowly building this.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are very, like, that's all people are talking about still, is Cody.
Wasn't there like a Cody chant on Monday?
There was a Cody chant on Monday, and he said, don't believe the rumors.
Yeah. Again, what if it's Bray Wyatt or ZZ from Tough Enough?
It is ZZ from Tough Enough.
Secret.
Someone's going to report that now. Andrew Zarian says ZZ from Tough Enough is back. Next week's Go Home in Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh generally not a great crowd, but it's a Go Home show for WrestleMania, so it'll be great. Maybe it'll be great. I don't know. Lesnar and Reigns will appear. Rey Mysterio versus The Miz.
Great.
I guess the mask is now in play because he demasked them on Raw.
You know, it's always funny when a luchador loses their mask, it looks like they're always like doused with acid.
Ah!
Yeah, just like the way they sell it, you know, the way he was selling it on the floor. Just horrific.
It is always horrific how they sell it, right? So here is the updated card for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 38, Night 1, Saturday, April 2nd. You got the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey. Ronda should take this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. WWE Raw Women's Championship. Becky Lynch. So both women's matches are on the same night. Is this true? Yeah.
Hmm.
Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair. I think Bianca should take this.
Yeah.
KO show with Kevin Owens and Steve Austin.
The brawl.
Do you do this in the main event?
I think you do the show and it breaks into a brawl and then KO or Austin get on the mic and they're like, tomorrow night, me and you.
You think they'll do cinematic?
Oh, you know what? I'd love that. You know what I would love? I would love him to stun Kevin Owens into a grave.
You know what? And any other thing that pops up? You know what? They could have done this with Steve Austin. And, yes. I wanted to talk about this after the cinematic era is over. Right?
Mm.
They haven't really gone back to this. I think it's difficult, obviously, to do when you have a live crowd. But You know, like, I would love a Kevin Owens versus Steve Austin match that's a cinematic match and it's a special on a Saturday.
Oh, yes.
You know?
45 minutes.
45 minutes. Yeah, you do like a 45-minute special where they're at, you know, they're at his ranch somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You son of a bitch.
Basically make it like an episode of Sons of Anarchy or something.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, you could do something. I would be cool with that, but they're not going that route. So, Kevin Owens show with Steve Austin. This will turn into something. We'll find out. I hope it's... They can't screw this up, right? Like, they can't just have it be like he stuns him and he leaves. And then turn around and be like, well, we never told you it's a match. You know, they cannot do it with
this one. They can't do that. It's going to... I think you're going to get stunner versus stunner, like... Austin no-selling KO stunner.
They both kick at the same time.
They both kick at the same time.
Hogan gets combined. That's how Hogan gets resurrected.
Austin busts out a super kick.
Austin busts out. Oh, my God.
And, oh, I'm like a total thigh-slapping super kick to the KO. This is what I want to see. I want.
He does an Indie Taker?
Austin does an Indie Taker.
A Meltzer driver?
450.
Bet you didn't think I could do that. Stupid son of a bitch.
What else we got on night one?
I'm having fun today. SmackDown Tag Team Championship, The Usos versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. Rey Mysterio and Dominic versus Logan Paul and The Miz. Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin. What a terrible match. I can't believe Drew's facing Happy Corbin, but whatever. WWE Night 2 of WrestleMania 38. Title Unification Match. Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Great.
We're going to talk about more about this next week, but I think it should be Roman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Edge versus Styles in possibly the match of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Anything goes. Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn. I have zero interest in this, and I want to fucking delete it from the notes. I hate Jackass.
I can't believe you hate Jackass.
I hate
so
Jackass,
much.
And I hate Impractical Jokers. I like the guys. I don't mind the guys.
Yeah.
I get what they do. Just, I don't like pranks.
Are you afraid of being pranked?
I don't like pranks.
Are you afraid of being pranked?
I'm terrified of pranks.
Like, if we set up, like, an elaborate prank for you, that's a no-no.
No. I would be so... I don't like surprises.
Uh-huh.
I don't like pranks. I like to be very prepared.
Uh-huh. So, if you were walking down the street and all of a sudden you just fell down a big hole...
You wouldn't like that?
No, net.
Just...
MG's digging like a huge hole right now in Vegas.
Women's Tag Team Championships, Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Sasha Banks and Naomi and Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan and Natalya and Shayna Baszler. And you got Pat McAfee and Austin Theory with the Vince McMahon.
On a pole match,
yeah. You want to go into NXT highlights?
Sure. So Sokoa defeated Roderick Strong in a North American Championship qualifying match. Tony D'Angelo defeats Dexter Lumis. Braun Breaker beats Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode came out with his glorious
good
theme.
Match.
I got a little tear in my eye.
You liked it, right? You liked
I
that
loved
match.
It. Yeah. Yeah. It was great. Grayson Waller beat a kid in a North American Championship qualifier.
A child?
Match. A child. The Creed brothers beat the Grizzled Young Vets, and Gunther beat Duke Hobson.
Great.
So now the program is going to be Gunther and LA Knight.
Gunther.
Io Shirai and Kaylee Ray defeated Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai to win the Women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. They're going to cash in their title match so they can go forward and stand and deliver to have go for the belts.
So a few things here. I think I reported last week. USA's happy with the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
This week it was up again. So they have stabilized. Like, the ratings have not fallen off a freaking cliff like a lot of people predicted. And I didn't think they would.
Right, right.
They're getting about 600,000 to 700,000, let's say. They're in that vicinity. 700,000 they'll hit for like a big, like stand and deliver type show.
Yeah.
They'll do it. But they're in like the 620s, which is healthy for what it is.
Yes. It's a more accessible show.
It is a more accessible show. I think bringing people there from the main roster has helped.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode have helped in the numbers.
Yes.
I mean, okay, interesting. You put the title on Ziggler. Oh, let's see. You know, if you're making Braun Breaker, which that's the goal.
Yeah.
This would be a way, right? I would imagine. I find their planning with NXT very different. Now, like, this is such a different company than it was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago with NXT. Pre-pandemic NXT versus this is so different. But I don't necessarily think this is going to be a bad thing for them. I think it's a bad thing for the fans that like that NXT, like us. It's not the same NXT. It's a very different product, but it's growing on me. And I think for you too, right? And I think for some of the audience as well, it's growing on you. I think now that we've realized that it's a very different show, and it can't cancel NXT, obviously, because there's so much brand development with that. So, I mean, would you be disappointed if it was not NXT and it was something else on TV? I don't know.
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know.
You know?
I did mess up the verbiage of that main event.
Okay, go ahead.
Kaylee Ray and Io Shirai decided not to challenge for the tag titles.
Yes.
So that they can be in a fatal four-way.
Got it.
At Stand and Deliver. Apologies, guys.
Apologize. Apologize again.
Apologize. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry that I can't read.
AEW Dynamite last night. I watched this on delay.
Yeah.
Very good show. I enjoyed the show. A lot of moving parts. You know, Tony's booking is becoming evident now with that he really likes to slow things down.
Yes.
He doesn't deliver the timing of stuff like you would. A lot of speculation last night over Bret the Hitman Hart. Bret Hart looks fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw a photo of him. People are like, yeah, he's looking good. He's looking ring shape, right?
Yeah.
Show opened up, and this was announced late because originally CM Punk was coming out for a promo. And so was MJF. That was what was billed for the show.
Right.
Punk was not wrestling. And they announced it, I guess because they realized maybe that it's the 25th anniversary of the Austin match.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to maybe do something with the Hart tie-in.
Yeah.
CM Punk comes out in his long boys to face Dax Harwood in a really good match.
Great match, yeah.
These guys really worked hard, looked great. It was a sharpshooter spot. CM Punk wins. Goes like this.
Give me some food.
Give me some food in my belly. He wants the title match. Yeah. And I think that's going to be the match, man. CM Punk. I mean, this is his first match at Double or Nothing.
CM Punk and the title.
Looks like it. I'm in.
I'm definitely in.
I'm in, man. I think that's a great match to have. So what happens now? Do you have CM Punk beat Hangman for the title?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, I first and foremost, I do want to say how much I appreciate CM Punk just back in wrestling.
Yeah.
And the dude's putting on great matches, cutting great promos. He looks fantastic. I'm not a fan of the long boys, I'll be honest.
You don't like you know what I do like? I like his MMA shorts.
Yes.
But I don't, not the MMA, the
basketball shorts.
Yeah. No. I hate the basketball shorts. The Thai boxing.
Yes.
You know, the Muay Thai shorts that Hook wears. That's a good outfit for him.
Those are great. But I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Punk has a magnificent loss to Hangman if he challenges for the
belt. Okay. Well, I want to come back to that.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of the show. So a lot of hints and mentions of Bret. This is definitely foreshadowing, you know, Bret to show up and do something.
Mm-hmm.
I would love nothing more to see Bret there again. Because, you know, he was there already. He was the presenter of the world title, taking Flair's spot that night.
Yes.
Because Flair wasn't in good condition at that point. So,
health-wise.
All right, that's cool, man. You got all these legends there to help elevate these guys. You're not making them look like fools.
Exactly. I think that's the big thing.
Sting, you know.
Sting's kicking ass.
Sting just turned 63 the other day, and he's wrestling more than ever. So we'll talk about that. It goes right into this now. Sting, Darby Allin, Matt, and Jeff beat Private Party, Butcher, and The Blade in a bonkers match. I mean, Sting is like Terry Funk now, right?
Is Sting Terry Funk?
He's crazy. He's a crazy old man.
More sensible.
More sensible Terry Funk. What did you think of this match?
Dude, I loved it.
It was insane.
I loved it. I love the insanity of it. I like all the face paint guys.
John Alba was very concerned over Matt Hardy.
Was he?
Yeah. He was screaming at the TV. He was throwing his loafers at the TV.
I think Matt Hardy needs face paint now.
Matt Hardy definitely needs face paint.
To fit in with his new buddies.
Why didn't he just come out in some bonkers, bizarro face paint?
I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for like full-blown like bizarre shit. Willow and Broken Matt and Sting. We're going to get an even nuttier Sting. I guarantee it. We're going to get like insano Sting.
Yeah.
I love the Swanton at the end.
Yeah.
It was a fun match, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? Like, it was a shot that you would never see in WWE.
Because
it looked, listen, I thought it was great, but like, it looked amateur-y, you know? Because it was like, there's no, the lighting isn't balanced properly. Mm-hmm. They're in the concessions. the light is blasting from outside because they're in Texas. And I'm like, you know what? This is like, you'll never see this anywhere else. No. And it's nice because it doesn't feel as refined. And here comes Hangman. We're watching Dynamite on the TV while we're doing a show. Very cool match.
Yeah.
All right. Matt and Jeff are back.
Great.
Love it. Yeah.
You can also see how re-energized they are by being back together.
You know, they're brothers. Obviously they love each other and they're spending their whole careers have been together.
Yes.
Oh, except for small moments that they were apart. But I mean, like, what great, amazing thing is this? Like, you and your brother would play fight in your backyard and you became one of the biggest names in wrestling together.
Exactly.
Like, and it was you did this together through all your issues, through everything, like, and you're still doing this.
And now you're hanging out with Sting and his weird kid.
And his weird kid, yeah. How old is Matt?
My son.
Matt Hardy's 47, by the way. Matt Hardy is 47, and Jeff is from another planet, and there's no age. He's 444 years old.
Yeah, and he weighs...
He's 44, Jeff.
And he weighs a ton.
And he weighs a ton, yeah.
I always think about that. Whenever Jeff does those big dives, it has been said in wrestling lore that he hits you like a ton of bricks.
Well, Jeff Hardy's like 400 pounds. Yeah. You don't notice. He carries his weight very differently.
Mad heavy. He's a super heavyweight.
He's a super heavyweight.
Up next, we had Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley beating the Varsity Blondes. Yo, they made these guys look like two Jockey Jobbertons,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
That's the way to do it, right? That's the way to make somebody look like a damn jobber.
But it is interesting how Regal is Danielson's manager.
Right.
But not Mox's.
He's the wild card.
He's the wild. Yeah. I'm into this.
Yeah.
They have a name now. Moxie called the crew the Blackpool Combat Club.
Love it.
BCC.
Love it.
Very cool. I like how they beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, those Danielson head stomps, like, I know he's not hurting them, but he makes it look so good. He's laying these things in. Very cool. I was not initially on board with this.
Okay.
When I was like, I don't want them to be a team. Like, I thought they would go Danielson and Punk first.
I know. That's kind of what you want,
That's
right?
what I wanted. I wanted to see them as a tag team. But I really like the Moxley stuff, and I think this is great. If you don't have these guys in a title picture, and you don't want them to kind of fall apart in, like, the upper mid card, or even in the main event picture and not, like, put a title, this is the way to do it, man. They come out there. Fans leave happy. They want to see them beat the shit out of everybody.
Well, I asked you that, I think, last week or the week before, right? Do you see them going for those titles? Because, you know, it's hard not to put the belt on two main eventers when they become a tag team, right?
They can. But here's the easy out here, right? Mm-hmm. You put the title on them.
Because they make a lot of that tag team roster look very weak. And I think, you know, that's either perception-wise or whatever we get. They make, imagine, right? Yeah. Like, if it's them versus the Acclaimed, who's winning?
Oh, them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, any Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. They have to win.
But
right?
when they don't win, then you could do the feud. You could do another match. You could do something, you know?
Yeah. I think they could have an amazing series with FTR.
Oh, yeah. But FTR's turning babyface now.
Yes.
FTR's a baby. I mean, they're definitely babyface, right? If Brett's coming to manage them, which I would love nothing more. And they can do pink and black. They change their gear.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Yeah.
I think this would be a very...
Leather jackets?
With the dictator tasks.
Yeah.
I sent Rich... I got to give you a little insight of my life with Rich, okay? In our insane group chat. A lot of it will never be discussed, but...
No.
I did send him dictator garb, and I wrote, there's nothing more in life that I want... than to be able to wear this on a daily basis. And this is like a normal thing that Andrew wears.
No, you preface that by saying, it's always been my dream for somebody to knock on my door and tell me I'm the prince of some country.
Yes.
And this is how I would dress.
And this is how I would dress, yes. That's exactly what I said. I'm dying for this moment to happen. And it will happen. I will manifest it. I will manifest this. My David Arquette stuff got screwed up with the pandemic.
Okay.
We couldn't be best of friends because of the pandemic.
So that's on the shelf right now.
That's on the shelf. But I feel like if you put me in a dark enough room for long enough, I can manifest that I am some sort of, you know, very small nation prince where I turn and become a total tyrant.
You just, how many people are in the nation? Like a couple hundred?
No, I would say, I would say like under a million.
Okay.
It's not that tiny.
Okay.
It's like under a million.
What's the, what do you guys sell? Like, what's your deal?
Carpets.
Carpets?
Obviously.
But that's your major export.
Yeah, we make great carpets.
Okay.
We make fantastic carpets. We have a little bit of oil. Uh-huh. Not much.
Not much.
And we also are great for lithium mining.
Okay.
You can mine for lithium. But I'm very tight with this. I'm not all willy-nilly with the lithium mining.
You're holding on to the lithium.
Holding on to the lithium. I personally think that there's going to be a lithium shortage and everybody's going to come to me and I will become a Saudi prince.
Okay.
You know, that's my political goals.
But you want to be a prince of a country with just under a million people.
Yeah, yeah. No, like humanitarian problems or anything. Like I'm not impressed, but I will punish you.
Okay.
You will be punished by having to watch the worst of WCW and a lot of Jeff Jarrett TNA. All right. Can't wait till they drag me like Mussolini. Oh, but we don't have cars. So it's a bicycle that goes very slow.
Is that how you get
and
around?
And it's like a really bad like rug burn on my ass.
All right. You have MJF coming out, cutting a promo.
Yeah.
Great. Adam Cole beats Jay Lethal.
Well, he said that in the promo, he said that Wardlow is on suspension and he's just going to sit at home and get paid at home.
Ridiculous.
All right.
Adam Cole beats Jay Lethal. Interesting match.
Okay.
And then you have
I want to ask you about this.
Go ahead.
What did you think of the match?
I liked it.
Okay. Very. I'm curious if they're like kind of setting these up to like give you that Ring of Honor reminder.
I think Jay
Lethal should be there.
Yes.
Like, I get that Jay Lethal's in AEW. Maybe you could do this with a couple of these guys, but I think Jay Lethal being in Ring of Honor now that he has some sort of, you know, you could go back and forth and have him be one of like how WWE does it, where they send like a Dolph Ziggler. Bring Jay Lethal there. I think that would be great.
Yeah. Bring Jay Lethal there. I feel like it has to be some kind of invasion.
Eventually, they have to.
Yeah. Like, classic Ring of Honor invasion.
They're going to have to.
It would be dumb not to. And that's when you bring some mojo.
Listen, it really depends. All of this depends, honestly, on one thing and one thing only. The success of Ring of Honor is going to depend on one actual thing.
Okay.
What do you think that is?
You tell me.
There's one thing, and I want to see if the chat room could get to it. There's nothing. Listen, you could talk about all the booking you want.
TV time.
TV time and how much money you're getting paid for it. That's what it really comes down to. I don't believe they're going to be able to get like a $50 million deal for Ring of Honor, obviously. I would be shocked if they do. You know what? I would say that if they're able to get like a $45 million deal with Ring of Honor being on TV or streaming partner, Tony Khan is considered to be the guy with the Midas touch at that point. If you're giving this company that kind of money. But, you know, $20 million, what can you do with that? You could do a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of variables here, but it all depends on TV time and what they do with this. I think it was cool. I like this Ring of Honor stuff that's going to come into play.
Yeah, me too. The segment that's on TV right now, actually, Sammy Guevara and Tay Conti challenge American Top Team. Sammy and Tay insinuating that they did some nasty on that belt, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you see the photo?
Like,
they posted
style.
A photo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow,
I did not see the photo.
You did not see the photo?
This was a good bit. I like how they're using Dane Lambert. And I think this is going to be a great matchup, you know? How do you feel about the TNT title as their secondary title?
I'm cool with that. I'm still curious why there are two of them.
Well, that one of them was Cody's, and the other one was Sammy's.
Yeah, but why the two titles still there?
You know what? That's a good question.
Like, I genuinely would like a reason. Give me a reason. Like, I don't. If you make me think of a reason, like, give me a good reason that there are two titles, other than there are two titles.
I have none, sir. Maybe, you know, it works in this situation. You know, where Lambert,
in this situation,
Lambert can have the one around his belt, and Scorp could have the other one.
Yeah,
I like Scorp's sweater.
By the way, Ethan Page, another dude that WWE is very high on. They like Ethan Page's whole deal. And I think he is super hyper talented.
King of NXT.
We've seen Ethan Page at Evolve like a billion times. And this guy is always great. And he really committed to changing his diet. And he got crazy jacked. He looks fantastic. I'm a big fan of Ethan Page.
Yeah, same here.
I think it's the shirt and the loafers. I'm a big fan of the loafers with no socks. I have those same shoes, by the way, and the same pants.
Hey, we dress alike. I love this guy.
That's my thing.
Is that what's going through your head?
That's why John Alba and I are best friends.
Our besties? Yeah. Hey, we dress alike. We look alike. Let's be alike.
I'm just going to bring up John Alba this whole show.
Talk about wrestling. Is that what happens when you get together with John Alba? Hey, bro, let's talk about wrestling.
We change our exchange our suits.
Uh-huh.
Like, right there. We just strip naked, just change our suits, and then I get upset that that the jacket is a little too long on me.
You should do a show with John Alba.
I would love to do a show with John Alba.
And it should just be about stuff that starts with the letter A. Like, up next on Alba and Andrew.
Apples.
Albacore tuna. Albatrosses. Al Pacino.
Legit Layla Hirsch defeated Red Velvet. I did not like this match.
Yeah, it was all right.
Thunder Rosa came out for a promo, was interrupted by Vicky, and then was attacked.
Yes.
By Nyla. So that's the next program going into it. Let's see. Jericho Appreciation Society. Jericho and Daniel Garcia with Jake Hager. Matt Menard. I'm so sorry. And Angelo Parker defeated the Dark Order. John Silver and Alex Reynolds. All right.
Great.
Jericho looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Fucking guy looks great.
Talk about turning the clock back, huh?
Yeah, man. You know what?
Slim down. Got that those abs working.
Yeah, he has those daddy abs.
Got the hair going. The immortal Chris Jericho.
Rampage lineup. Lance Archer and Dustin Rhodes. I really want to see this match.
Yeah.
FTR Championship. Ricky Stark versus Swerve Strickland.
FTW Championship.
What did I say?
FTR.
FTR. FTW Championship. Red Dragon and the Dark Order. Nyla in action. Hook receives a certificate of accomplishment from QT Marshall.
I'm getting a kick out of all that stuff.
Yeah. AW Dynamite lineup next week. You got Darby Allin versus Andrade. Andrade needs to go with the shorts again.
Yes.
Can I talk to you, Andrade? Listen, we're part of the same spectrum of looks.
The spectrum of Andrew.
Right? The spectrum of Andrew. I am a wish version of him, but can we drop the New York Yankees pants?
The pinstripes? You don't like the pinstripes?
I hate the pinstripes. I hate the dress pants. Go to the undies. Go to the trunks.
You want the return of the trunks.
I want the return of the trunks. And by the way, I was not hallucinating that incident.
Oh, somebody found it, right?
Somebody found it, that he had his pants, and then all of a sudden he didn't have his pants, and he was wrestling in his old school gear. He was over it. He was totally over it.
Yeah. Listen, like, we were just talking about this stacked roster like we always do. It's very interesting going forward what's going to happen, especially with that DDT acquisition, stuff. The Ring of Honor
stuff. Not acquisition, partnership.
Partnership. Yeah. The Ring of Honor stuff. And, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show, what happened to Jay White?
Where's Jay White? Dude, it's a little weird, right? Like, and we'll talk. Let's spend some time on this, and then we'll do Q&As.
Absolutely.
Guys, super chat us, submit your questions, and we'll do our best to answer. You know, they have access to all these guys.
Right.
And there's so many people in that company that are there but not really doing what they could have been doing 2 years ago when they first started, right? Like Neville.
Great.
Alistair.
Right.
And Alistair has this program, but like Neville's a great one. Andrade's a great one. Mm-hmm. Like, I think now he's coming into this character.
Yeah.
But, you know, this guy 2 years ago, if this company started and he was there, he would have been a main event player. He would have been in title
for
picture.
Sure.
He would have been, you know, in the mix. I just, and no knock at him or the booking. It's just that the company's so big. And then you got guys like, okay, like a Samoa Joe would be such a perfect fit in that company.
Right.
But do you even bother getting him? The company is so big that Kenny Omega's absence is not really affecting anything.
Right. It's very interesting.
Which is a great thing, a great problem to have, that
Absolutely.
You have so much talent that, you know, Kenny's going to be gone till probably.
He said another couple of months.
Yes,
he's getting
September.
A lot of work done.
Well, he's getting the hernia surgery, and that's like a 2 month recovery there. He got his knee done. You know, he's all banged up. Save him.
Yeah.
You know, listen, All Out. If he could do All Out in September, him and Punk would be a great match for the title there. Huh?
You end a pay per view with Kenny returning.
Well, here's the thing. If you want to top last year's All Out, which is their most successful pay per view, I think it was like 250,000, 240, whatever it was, right? And the 200,000 buys. Do you not do the United Center with CM Punk and Kenny Omega?
Oh, forget it.
In one of the greatest, you know, title dream matches you could, you know, like, and I'm doing the hype, obviously.
Yeah,
but that is, I mean, what a great moment if you could get that to top last year.
So what you're almost saying is Punk gets that title match with Paige, beats Paige, and then it's the return to Kenny Omega, and
you could do it. Yeah, why not?
That's interesting.
You could do it.
You know, do you feel like there's not enough time to get these all the guys you want to see on TV?
Yeah.
Because I think Tony Khan's doing a decent job of rotating the roster and presenting them in different ways. But it's also a far cry from what the company started as originally, you know? Because originally it was almost like, you know, this dude pretty much bought the indies.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's a different story.
Putting him on TV, you know? And now it's a completely different story. What's up with the timing issue? What would you do about that? How would you fix that? To get guys like Jay White, Keith Lee, et cetera, on TV every week.
I don't know what the deal with Jay White is. Mm-hmm. Keith Lee's there.
Yeah.
But where is he? Mm-hmm. You know, I think this is just going to be the roster's so talented and people are very, very invested in the individuals.
Yeah.
Where I listen, when you're like the third match on the card and you're getting a huge pop when you mm-hmm. come out, whoever you are, that says that people are really invested in you. But for how long?
Right.
You know, how long can they keep this up? Again, we keep saying WCW in 1997 had one of the greatest, most talented mm-hmm. rosters of all time.
Right.
And to a certain, it goes to a certain point that if you don't pull the trigger on some of these guys, they're going to get up and leave.
It's also, that's an interesting thing. I think the Cody thing, you can see the writing on the wall with that, where it's always never say never in wrestling.
Yeah.
Right. And some of these guys might not resign. Like I think Joey Janela said, I might be done with AEW.
I think he is done. Right? I think he told Denise that he is done.
Yeah. So there you go. And you know, these guys, like you said, Ethan Page, there's a lot of interest in Ethan Page, you know, like who's to say I think AEW is constantly evolving. Right. And I do think it was like at first the alternative for like, hey, I don't work for corporate wrestling anymore. I'm going to work here. But now it's almost like, well, corporate wrestling, by the way, is still an option that's very much on the table. If you want to pursue that.
If you want to pursue it, yeah. But listen, I you know, like, I know that, like, Ethan Page is re-signed. He's there for a while. But I know for a fact that people like, there are eyes on him, for sure. Because he's a guy, he's a good-looking guy, could cut a great promo. He has that main, you know, that TV look.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to keep a guy like that happy, especially now that he re-signed with you.
Absolutely.
You got to do something with him.
I also do think that Jericho may end his career in WWE.
I feel that way too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's not going to go back. I think he's, you know, listen, he's up for a Hall of Fame, right? Eventually.
Yeah.
So when he's done, he can do one last thing over there, make one final appearance, and then he's done.
And it's also a longevity thing too. Like, Jeff Hardy's going to be doing Swantons for the next 20 years.
Jeez, can you imagine a 64-year-old Jeff Hardy doing a Swanton?
Look at Sting. Sting's 63, and this dude's headbutting tables left and right.
Yeah.
It's very fascinating. We're living in a very interesting world of pro wrestling where a lot of these guys can just keep going.
Yeah.
You know?
And listen, with Keith Lee, I'm not saying that they're doing it wrong right now.
Right,
I'm just saying, like, you're going to have to do something. So, you know, there's a certain group of guys that have to eventually be put in a main event picture.
Right.
Whether or not they become the champion, whether or not it's for the TNT title.
Mm.
You know, you have this great upper card.
Absolutely.
That's working. And then you have a phenomenal upper mid card that's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
With people invested in the people.
And would you consider, like, let's say, like, Elevation, like, the undercard?
No, I would consider Elevation, like, their, like, I guess, I don't know. Dark and Dark, you know, in Elevation, those are,
like, Heat and Livewire?
I guess so. I, you know, one of them is in a soundstage.
Right.
So, you know, you're getting these guys prepared and ready to be in front of people working out the kinks. So who's there right now that should be up more? I'm trying to think.
I'm not 100% up on the roster, but I feel like there's so many people there that I'm losing track.
Listen, I can't watch that show. I can't watch because there's so much wrestling. I put it on every now and then, like on YouTube, if like I catch it because it's an early show, you know, when it's on. But I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm hopeful that they're gonna do it right, obviously, but I also think they need to be careful with positioning people. That's all.
All right, fair enough. Do you want to do questions?
Let's do questions, guys. Submit your questions in the chat. Hit the super chat button. Fund us. We're going to Vegas for Double or Nothing. We want to get some of the other guys to come with us, so we're crowdsourcing this.
Yes, if you guys want to help fulfill those dreams, those hopes and dreams of the guys to go to Vegas, please super chat us with the hashtag Viva Las Vegas. That goes into a nice pool. And, you know, we'll divvy up that money. So these guys aren't sleeping on the streets.
Exactly. All right. Let's get our questions, guys. Submit them. Use the hashtag AskMattMen, and we will do our best to answer the questions.
Let's see here. This is a question from Kyle Masters.
Okay.
Any news on Supercard of Honor and perhaps any rumored matches?
Didn't they announce matches?
They announced a few matches. I think Briscoe is FTR.
Yeah.
Which is going to be cool.
I think we're going to get some surprises. You know? Like, do you not envision we're going to see Punk show up or Danielson or Joe? I would imagine. Because they're doing a Hall of Fame anyway.
I'm thinking it's unannounced. And again, this is just what I'm thinking. Britt Baker versus Deonna Purrazzo.
That's what you're just thinking.
That's what I'm just thinking.
I don't know. So look at the card, right? You got Jonathan Gresham.
Mm-hmm.
The current lineal champion, right? This is, by the way, this is a winner take all to determine the undisputed Ring of Honor champion. Bandido and Jonathan Gresham. This is a cool match.
Yeah.
All right. You got the Briscoes and FTR. Great. Swerve and Alex Zane. And you got Jay Lethal and Lee Moriarty so far announced. So I would imagine that they're going to add more. Four matches is not much. So maybe some surprises. You know, Tony's booking this whole thing.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, man. That's going to be a lot of fun. Do you want to do a watch along for that?
What? This is a Friday, right?
I think so.
April 1st? Is April 1st? Yeah, it is Friday. So that Friday is going to be nuts. So you got that. You got the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
You got SmackDown. When is NXT?
Next week, I think. WrestleMania week?
Yeah, let's see when NXT
is. I'm losing my mind today, by the way.
I'll tell you right now. That's on the 2nd. Oh yeah, it's a matinee. Isn't it a matinee? Stand and Deliver?
Yes.
It's a matinee show. 1 p.m. Eastern, which I love. My God. You want to do a watch-along for that?
Dude. Yeah.
You know what? Let's do a watch-along for NXT, because it'll be a quick show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could go into the living room.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do that. Are we just hanging out that whole day, dude?
I think we're just going to hang out all day.
All right, you know what? Maybe we say F it. No shows. We just hang out all day.
Sure. I'm down with that.
All right, perfect. Maybe.
You want a barbecue?
Yeah, we could barbecue. Perfect.
Awesome.
All right.
You want Coco to come by and talk about Jason?
No, no. You know what, dude? This guy showed up at my house, and he's talking to my kids about Jason. And he's like, so Hunter, which mask you want? You know, do you see the chevron on this one?
Are you serious?
The chevron it's a different chevron. I'm like, my kid does not care about Jason.
Yeah. Was poor Hunter mortified?
No, he was liking it. He was like, I'm not scared of anything.
All right, we got $5 from Cadillac Carson. Thank you very much.
Yeah, best username in the world.
Thanks for always being the highlight of my Thursdays. Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
$5.
We got another $5 here from Kyle Masters, friend of the show, Elite POV. What up, boys? Have a good show. Andrew, great chat on We're Live Pal yesterday. Really enjoyed it. Hashtag Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, dude, that was a great We're Live Pal. I really enjoyed that show with Garrett. Garrett and I do a very different show. It's all the dick jokes are gone from that show.
Yeah,
it's a condensed version of this.
That's why I don't watch it.
And we talk about numbers. That's it.
Garrett is very nice, and I can't really see him making a dick joke.
Oh, he makes tons of dirty
jokes. Does he
really? Oh, yeah, constantly.
No.
Off the air, yeah.
I've never
heard. He does pull my finger constantly with me.
Does he really?
Yeah, that's all he was doing in Chicago. He was laughing.
This is from Cardiac Kyle. Does AEW need to add an additional hour to Rampage due to the size of the roster?
So, I mean, do you want to watch it till midnight? See, that's the problem, right?
Right, right.
Rampage would be great if it was on Thursdays, right? Thursdays, 8 to 10.
Isn't Impact also on Thursdays?
But 40,000 people are watching Impact, really. Yeah. But you know what? You know what screwed all this up?
Billy Corgan.
The world is a vampire. Dude.
Good Billy Corgan.
Yeah, I could do a better one. Yeah. I just got to get my goth outfit on.
I want to see you in a bald cap if you're going to do a Billy Corgan. Can I put a bald cap
on? Yeah, I've been dying to do that. I really have been. I'm trying to find a reason to put on a bald cap. If Dynamite was on Tuesday, which they wanted, you could do a show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And you could have two nights back to back. All right, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I generally don't watch Rampage live. It's hard for me to watch it at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's like a last grasp kind of thing. You know, like I almost made it last week and then realized Rampage was on at 11:30 and just went to bed.
Well, what if they do 1 hour, you know, they do the hour and then they do a second hour on HBO or something, you know, if that deal happens,
yeah,
you could do a lot. There's a lot of options.
That'd be awesome. Let's see what we got here. This is from BC Knight on Twitch. Is CYN an unmitigated disaster? And do you believe the promotion will be around in 6 months?
I don't know what it is. I don't get it.
Control your narrative?
Well, what's the concept? The concept is that you can't do super kicks and you can't do, you know, isn't that part of that, like,
I don't know,
their mission statement? I'm like, then are you controlling your narrative if that's what you want to do? You're not controlling your narrative. They have like what? They have like a scream at me room, right?
Yeah,
what do they call it?
It's different, right?
Austin Aries is there.
Yeah, it's different. Do you think Braun finally found his stable of dummies?
I think he finally found a stable of dummies. I think you are absolutely right. I think Braun Strowman found a stable of dummies that you've been talking about for 4 years.
Isn't that like the nutty thing about pro wrestling where you really need to...
Wait enough, your insane theories come true? Yeah.
I think if... Do fans really care about Braun Strowman?
I think there is a significant amount of people that love WWE that care about Braun Strowman. I don't know if they care about him outside of WWE.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Are there people who are like, wow, look at all this great wrestling on TV. I wonder what Braun Strowman's up to. I really miss that guy. Let me see what he's doing. Oh, he's with EC3. Cool. I remember that guy. Yeah. Oh, Austin Aries. A little weird, but I'll give it a shot. Do you think there are people like that who are willing to like kind of die on this sword for CYN?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think is it like the Impact people that come after us sometimes?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude. Like 10 years ago, Impact people coming after us.
Yeah.
That was nuts. That was really crazy that they would get so mad that we didn't really come. And we never would trash them. We wouldn't trash
Impact. No, not at all. Not at all.
Like, I don't trash the companies, but they'd be like, how do you not watch it? It's great. It's fantastic. Hogan and Impact is the best thing ever. I'm like, okay, dude. That does it for you. If that gets you off, that's okay, man.
I enjoyed the gitchiness of Hogan and Impact and, you know, the Aces and Eights stuff I really enjoyed.
That stuff was bonkers.
It was so wild.
It really was. It really was bonkers. I just wasn't committed to it, dude.
Do you think they could have blown up like Bullet Club style?
No, impossible. It had no organic, you know, momentum.
So good.
None of it.
We got another super chat here from Cadillac Carson, $4.99. Thanks, dude. If you are the replacement for someone at WrestleMania, who are you replacing? Hashtag Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, who am I replacing? Mm-hmm. In a match. Sami Zayn.
You want to fight Giant Oxo?
I'm gonna shoot on him.
I'm gonna shoot him. I think you'd get your ass kicked by Giant Oxo.
You think so?
He's a very resilient guy.
Man, ball kick immediately. He has none, right? Aren't they like steel balls now?
Yeah,
you got him implanted.
I think a kick to the nuts on that guy's like nothing. You know, that's like a mosquito landing on somebody's shoulder.
I said that to someone like as a joke. Like I was at a bar a couple days ago.
You're and like,
I was
kick like, me in the balls.
I was like, you know what? In a fight, like I'm not gonna try to like square up. I'm just gonna kick you right in the nuts. I'm gonna kick you in the nuts. I'm gonna gouge your eyes. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna play dirty. And he's like, you can't do that. I'm like, says who?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm 38. I'm not supposed to be getting in fights anyway. Exactly. Don't I want to win? I don't want to lose.
Exactly.
There's no fairness. This isn't like, there's no a Geneva Convention.
Right.
There's no act of war. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna kick you in the nuts. I'm done.
You're just going around getting drunk at the bars on Bell Boulevard.
I used to get into a lot of fights. I don't know why.
But then you would just like, that's why you always had that roll of hundreds in your pocket. Because you just throw them at
No. I would spin and I would turn into goo and I would go back into the sewers. That's how I would escape.
Your only trick is when you get really panicked, you turn into goo.
It's like in Spider-Man when Miles can't use his powers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's the opposite. When I get very nervous and stressed, I just turn into goo.
Immediately a puddle of goo.
Yeah.
So who would you replace?
Sami Zayn.
You'd replace Sami
Zayn.
You'd go against
Knoxville. I don't belong in the main event.
Sure. All right. That, you know what?
That's, give me like a nice, good, easy one.
Let me look at the card. I wonder who.
Steve Austin.
I'd replace Steve Austin.
Drew McIntyre? Baron Corbin?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be Seth's mystery opponent.
Okay, cool.
What's up?
What's up? It's me, Rich, from Mat Men.
Local Queens, man. Let's see what else we got
Can
here.
Can you imagine the reaction? right? All of a sudden, it's they're booze. Like, it's just booze. It has to be.
I would expect stuff to get thrown at me.
Hey, is that Rich Stambolian from Mad Men?
Is that one of the Mad Men? This is from Supersonic X. Will Bayley and Asuka return post WrestleMania 38? Yes. Bayley is still due to return after Mania, and Asuka is returning in 6 weeks.
Yes, after.
Okay.
Bayley's been out and about though. She was at the Nets game this week.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's just recovering.
Yep.
Also, like that CYN stuff. I know we touched on a little bit. Isn't it supposed to be like a combination of like Bloodsport and Lucha Underground?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the face that you made by when you were like, yeah, something like that. Like, that's the face of who cares, you know?
Torment.
I apologize to those who are just listening to the audio.
Like, I have no more time for wrestling. I'm full, bro. I'm full. Impact, Ring of Honor now.
Mm. 2 nights of WrestleMania.
18 nights of WrestleMania.
This is from Connor. Do you guys think the AEW world title needs a two-time champ to build prestige before guys win it for the first time?
I think right now, well, there's a combination of things, right? You add the prestige by the people winning the title also, and I think that's why Chris Jericho was the first champion. They didn't have Danielson at that time. They didn't have Punk at that time, but I definitely see Danielson and Punk getting that title.
Yeah.
For sure, to add to your, you know, remember what they did with the Universal title, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Buff
those stats.
You buffed the stats by, you know, obviously Balor got hurt. Then it went to Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Then Goldberg came and got it. Then Lesnar got it. Yeah. So what did you do? You automatically added years of lineage and prestige
exactly.
to a brand new title belt. And that was the point.
This is from Yash Vardhan. What is a bigger match AEW can do? Bryan versus Punk or Elite versus Undisputed? Hashtag Ask Batman.
We do a bigger match AEW. Definitely Bryan versus Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I think that crossover fandom, you know, between the guys who love that PWG, ROH, New Japan stuff will probably eat their shorts if they ever saw a mega headlining Bryan versus Punk match.
Oh, shit. Jonathan is coming up next week.
Huh.
He's staying with me.
I know. You're going to make him sleep on the floor?
I'm going to make him sleep on the floor.
He's going to prank you.
Oh, yeah.
But his pranks are dirty.
Dirty, dirty.
Like, imagine if you wake up and his nuts are just on your forehead.
I would rip him.
Would you lose your mind?
I would pull his nuts off. Yeah. I'd pull his nuts off. Easy.
I've never seen you get, like, really angry.
Oh. No, you haven't.
I've definitely heard you make weird noises, but I've definitely... when I just assume when I leave, you're just a ball of unrepentant rage.
That's my train ride, man. My train ride. I get angry by the looks of people on the train.
Sure.
Like, I look at people, and not like if they're good-looking or not.
I just want to look at good-looking people.
I see people, and I'm like, this person's giving me such rage by the way they're sitting. I don't like uncourteous people. Like, you know what I hate?
Uh-huh.
When people's feet are on the train, like on the seat, or when they have like 18 freaking bags and they're taking up the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that little bag for it.
Drives me nuts.
You want them to put it on the top rack.
And do not talk on a cell phone.
What's your preferred method of seeing somebody sit on the train? Legs crossed, open, spreading?
Wide.
You're very wide.
I am wide. I'm wide. I'm not big, but I'm wide.
Let's see.
What else do we
have? I think that's it for questions.
Is that it?
This is from on Twitch. Another question from a dude on Twitch. I can't pronounce this, but I'm going to put it on the TV. Is the Cody hype still strong? I'm kind of losing the hype. Am I the only one?
No, it's still strong. Still very strong. Slow burn.
Definitely a slow burn.
Yeah.
I think it would be nutty if this dude just like...
Because think about it. They've never told you that he's coming. They've never said a thing.
Yeah. Nobody said a thing.
We're reading it and then getting upset that it hasn't happened because we're reading it. But they've always... I mean, the plan has always been that he's on the card for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't know that he was showing up, would you... You know, how would you feel when he shows up?
Would you go bananas if he does the match at WrestleMania, beats Seth, and then shows up on Dynamite?
Oh, God, that would be insane.
Right?
Yeah.
Would that be like a hallmark moment in professional wrestling?
Yeah, but I mean, the impossibility. But yes, that would be a huge moment. One of those big moments that you never get. I think that's it.
All right.
Are we done? All right. All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you next week. WrestleMania pre-show. And then we'll let you know what the schedule is for the coming days because we're trying to figure that out. join me on Sunday, Wrestling Observer Live on F4W. Rich, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at BTCRich. I'll be fielding your comic book questions. And you can catch me on Film Class Zero, is a podcast I do about movies with my buddy Alex.
All right. And I'm going to go into the city and I'm going to get asked if I'm John Alba over and over again.
Mm-hmm. That's usually what they do. Yeah. Like the cops that stand in front of Penn Station.
That's what they do.
They're like,
hey, the homeless dudes and the cops.
Hey, buddy, stop right there. You John Alba?
Homeless guy came up to me. He's like, John Alba. I was like, no, man, I'm not John Alba. He goes, you owe me money.
This is like being John Malkovich.
And then I started running and then everybody started chasing me. The whole thing.
This is your version of like a Beatles movie?
This is a Beatles movie. Yeah. All right, guys, that's it for this week. See y'all later. Take care.